This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Listen to this melody. It's driving me nuts. I can't get it out of my head. Every Thanksgiving season, it seems to come visiting my gray matter. I'm not even sure it's necessarily a Thanksgiving-type song. It's a Methodist hymn, I'm pretty sure, and I don't know why I know that. My parents were Unitarians. But anyway, I do love that melody, and I did a little homework and found out that the melody is from a 16th century Dutch melody, a Dutch tune, yeah, which had me, I don't know, I was by myself and cackling and thinking maybe it was in the top 10 in 1579, maybe in the top 10 of the Billboard, the Dutch Billboard charts, and right behind, it was number 8 with a bullet, but it was right behind that very cool tune, My Good Gal Wears Wooden Shoes. Anyway, now you know, it's a beautiful season, isn't it, all around the borderlands. Men, women, children, and sometimes even dogs are wearing jackets. Brrr. The mornings are brisk, and when the sun starts to set later in the day, it gets pretty brisk again. Brrr. It's funny, you know, 50 degrees is no big deal, 40 degrees, no big deal, but when they come repeatedly, 40 degrees, 40 degrees, 40 degrees, then it starts feeling cold. And wow, at our home near the banks, the overnight temps are in the 30s, and we've had a couple frosts that have mercifully put an end to our garden. And so we planted seed of a little plant called Austrian winter peas that will set nitrogen in the soil and grow through the winter, believe it or not, and we will turn those peas under for more soil enrichment later in the spring. Yay! Here it is November, I was thinking, and I've neglected to talk about desert broom, a November tradition to talk about desert broom. But more importantly, you know, every November, the white, fluffy, foofy pappus of the female of the species floats across the deserts, both high and low. It ranges from 1,000 feet to 5,500 feet in elevation across central and southern Arizona. And, of course, knowing no borders, it's in northern Mexico. Rest assured, back with our authorities, the desert broom will not be contained by a border wall. But the abundance of floating or drifting pappus is remarkable. A desert rat friend of mine calls it desert snow. He doesn't say it in a happy way either. The male of the species, of course, doesn't do that, but is a killer pollinator plant. When it blooms, it's covered in native bees, wasps, beetles. Oh my goodness. We don't have much desert broom around us. There are few enough that I could tell you where they are, as in, oh, there's a broom up there at the curve in the road, or there's one out by that tank. But we do have another native plant that can be quite a nuisance, like those pesky seed-bearing females of desert broom. We have too many Brachelia floribundas, a brickle bush, one of over 20 species found in Arizona. The plants, unlike desert broom, have everything that they need on one plant. Yeah, that's right. And so they make these, they flower, they're nothing to write home about, but they make amazing amount of bristly seed heads. And those bristly seed heads, those seeds germinate wherever I move some soil or in the nursery in a plant. You know, if you buy an oak from Petey Mosquito, you might get a free Brachelia floribunda, too. Lucky you. Bricklebush, isn't that cool? The name Brachelia is after an Irish-born American botanist of the 1700s, and the species, the specific epithet, floribunda, abundant flowers. And I would add abundant seed, and it is a rascal on the land where Ms. Mosquito and I call home, coming up in unwanted places, very similar in that respect to the rascally desert broom. Hey, hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Hope you're with friends, family, lovers. It's a nice season, if for no other reason, getting together with people. I changed the words and added the from that old hymn and that melody and did this. We've gathered together to ask the earth's blessing. She chastens and hastens her will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to her name, she forgets not her own. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.